This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When the levee breaks, I'm head to mouth looking, we'll have no place to stay. And the hedge is going down. It's going down. It's going down now. It's going down in Chicago. It's going to go down in Dallas. It's going to go down in New York, in Miami, in Los Angeles, in Albuquerque, in Seattle, in Omaha. It's going down. It's going down. It's going down. Just like those of us who already jacked in saw it going down. Going down. Going down. Going down. Going down now. Going down. Going down. Going down. Going down. Going down. Going down. So we reach up to God and say, we know, we're sorry. We want to be good. We're not cowards anymore. And then it starts going back up. And then the battles happen. And all the epic moments, because the decadence is over. Now the fight is here. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. Listen to this. It keeps on raining. It
keeps on raining.
Keep killing babies, man. God's love is going to break. The levee's going to break.
When the levee breaks, have no place to stay.
That's right. When the levee breaks, all the games are over. Now it's time to kill. I'm not scared of that. God, get high as a kite. So easy. Killing people's easier than putting your boots on, let me tell you. What's hard is building a family and growing crops and working hard, being strong, being a good person. But you know what? That's what fulfills you. Killing doesn't fulfill you. It might fulfill you for 5 minutes, but it's not going to fulfill your soul. Like that big, cool drink of water, even in the Sahara Desert. Running the course, defeating the evil. That's going to fulfill us. Dr. Nick Baggage is about to take over. I can tell you this, though. All I want to do is stay in this fight. And I see so many good men and women of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood or are humans who've been attacked by this and who've been made to where you don't realize your destiny and the spark of humanity you have and what it is you can do and your potential. Donnie was right that each of us is a seed of the universe, but you have to plant that seed. You have to water that seed. You have to commit to that, and you have to not care what slaves of the system say to you when they try to intimidate you and try to laugh at you and try to make you feel like you're failing. That is the corrupt system dying. Those attempts to oppress you and control you and lie to you is the system failing. It knows we love each other. It knows we're coming together. It knows we have a fabulous world and things we can do that are so amazing. We've just begun to discover our power. And it doesn't want you to have that. It wants to steal that and capture your soul and use it because it's not creative. The spirit of the New World Order is not creative. It needs to capture you and make you beg it and plead so that you can even be on its platform and show your creativity, and then it sits in judgment like a satanic American idol and tells you how good you are because you've served it and you bow to it when it couldn't produce one original thought in the universe. Innovation and courage and the exercise of will and learning to be attacked and learning to not submit to that is what makes us grow. Dr. Nick Baggage, a real trailblazer, is about to take over. I hope you join me for the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., and I hope you realize the only reason we're still on air is because of you. And I really appreciate you keeping me in the fight. From the bottom of my heart. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you. I just want to stay in this fight.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I appreciate the Friday afternoons, especially these days. And, you know, kind of picking up where Alex left off today, you know, talking about how fear is used. And I know I harp on this a little bit, pardon the pun, for those that know my work. But, hey, think about this. For the last several years, I've been talking about this as one of my sort of main thrusts underlying my discussion of technology or politics or science or world affairs on any level, is because fear as a driver, I know, is so, so destructive to ourselves and then what comes of it. Beyond the initial response of flight or fight that gets our attention, which, you know, I mean, we hear about this, and I know Mike Adams talked about this a little bit in terms of how that kicks in. And when you think about what we're facing today, courage is the currency of the 21st century. Courage, fearlessness, recognizing what we are, who we are, and where we come from allows us that. In fact, it's like the free gift of that. When you know that this dimension is very limited, you know, physical time and space as we occupy this body, this carrier with the soul, with the spirit. This is what many don't recognize as fundamental. So they become very fearful of the losses associated with that which they identify with, which fundamentally begins with the body. You know, this carcass that we carry around, of which if you're my age, in your 60s, you don't have one single solitary cell you were born with. So I assure you, the physical form is an aspect, but is not you, you know. Okay, when you're born, you come into this world, and everyone starts telling you what you are and programming you with what you are. This is your parents' job. We can call it programming. We can call it teaching. We can call it education. We can give a lot of words to give the same meaning. And this is what's really important here is, what is the meaning of words when you hear the globalist talk? And you listen carefully, not just to the words they say and what they represent, but the framework that they're hung on. And it is, in fact, a framework of fear. It requires fear to fuel their matrix, because that's how they move the herd, how they get people to respond in mass the most rapidly. There was a book I reference it every once in a while, and I had to pull it again and look at it, and I didn't realize it was quite as old as it is. But it's from 1841, you know, it tells you some reading material, you know, that I get into, and it's called Extraordinary Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. And it's about human nature in the context of other things that have caused the herd to move, things that later were proven to be nonsense. And I'm not saying that this will be proven to be nonsense necessarily, but I can tell you that everybody interested in moving the herd has taken the opportunity to do so. And so some want to cloak that under conspiracies or plans, and some will deal with it otherwise. But here's the reality of it all. Everyone takes advantage of opportunity, and crisis breeds, unfortunately, opportunity for both bad actors and good actors, I suppose, because everyone sees this as a time when big solutions are needed, and maybe big solutions will happen, and not incrementally. But this is where you need to pay attention on the peripheral. If you look at your daily newspaper, it's dominated by virus news, but everything else has been forgotten. And if you remember, just before this happened, we had California burning down, Australia burning down. We had famine in the Middle East and North Africa because of locusts. We had, you know, all these disasters. We had World War III. We're standing on the edge of World War III. And all this is like forgotten, like it just disappeared, evaporated off the face of the earth. No, we're not paying attention. Pay attention. One of the secrets of life, stay calm, pay attention, and use your peripheral vision, what's going on the sidelines. Because on the sidelines, often, is where the real action is. I come from a political family, many of you know this, and often what happens in these events is every party looks for a way to push their agenda forward. So you got to pay attention. Doesn't mean that it will be bad, doesn't mean that it will be good, but it means that we, as a democratic republic, and those of us who recognize we are the government, need to pay attention. So pay attention. You know, when I think about some of the dialogues that I've witnessed recently, you know, you talk about the mind control agenda, the idea of moving people, manipulating people with the ultimate in the propaganda machine, the technology that allows you to literally manipulate brain activity grossly and overtly. From reading your thoughts in finer and finer detail from a distance, knowing whether you experience fear or joy or happiness at a given moment, this can be deduced easily nowadays. More complex thinking is, it takes a little bit more computing power, a lot more computing power, but it is here and quickly arriving. Okay, so this is the full side of what human nature can be. Augmented humanity, if you will, is what we do. Whether it's a paddle for a boat, that's augmented reality too, right? I mean, because that's not us, that's using a tool. But these tools that penetrate our minds, our consciousness, our awareness, these are either tools or they're the bullets to shoot us with. Because, you know, think about it this way. That same paddle that you're rowing that boat with, you can take it and beat someone to death with it, right? So is it a paddle or is it a club? Again, we're talking about words here. What do words mean? Words behind them is intention. This is the important ingredient, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get through. That's called discernment, screening through the words to get to the root of their intention so you can discern the spirit of the words and what is coming out of that living soul so you can interpret those words in the context of your living experience. And then you, as an independent living soul, get to make judgment, decisions, choices. Those are what make you unique. And the first choice is to maintain control of oneself. And the second choice is to use that carrier, to use that self, to carry on a vision of truth that recognizes the divinity of every living soul, that isn't there to destroy and tear up and rip apart, but to build, to recognize, to enlighten, to invigorate, to bring out of each of us the very best possibilities that we are. That is the highest calling. The recognition that the highest form of love is friendship and relationship and the things that unite us and bring us together. When two or more are gathered together, the resonance, the power involved in that multiplies dramatically. I was talking about this last week in the broadcast a little bit. We even did a group prayer, if you will, talking about that in the context of quantum physics and how it really works. So people who don't have a religious understanding can at least start to grasp that we are more than this carrier, and perhaps let go of a bit of fear and begin to seek, look, seek, and you shall find the truth of what it is that you need to know. I believe that absolutely, but I believe that each of us is a powerful source of inspiration to everyone around us if we recognize it. Even the simplest of things, move mountains. When we believe that we matter, that our intention matters, that what we believe matters, and we express it in the ways that we can in recognition of the divinity of every living soul. You know, when I begin the broadcast, sometimes I kind of wonder where it's going to go. And today it went in a bit of a different direction. But I think an important thing for this hour, for this moment, for this time, is to recognize the potency of what we are and not let these globalists tell us how insignificant we are, how we are dust at their feet, because we are not. We are the tip of the spear, and you're in this war with us. This is the Info War. This is Dr. Nick Bakich. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. You know, people always ask me, how can you be smiling at a time like this, you know? And I can't help, and I want to talk about that for just a second. And really, kind of my approach to a lot of this is, first I want to say, I'm really grateful. I live in a state of gratefulness, if you will, for having the opportunity and really the privilege and responsibility of being able to talk to people and being able to inform the public in a way that is a bit different. I spend 8 hours, more or less, a day reading, studying, taking in information, and I use a lot of different sources. And one of them I want to mention, because it goes back to my very, very beginnings 25 years ago, and this one became one of the alternate news feeds. I mean, people know about Zero Hedge, and they know about Drudge, and of course, everyone who's listening knows about InfoWars. But one of the other news sources out there is Nexus News Feed, which is operated by Duncan Rhodes, and it's an alternative news source that covers 15 or 16 areas, everything politics, weird esoteric stuff, you know, the brain, the latest stuff in mind effects. I mean, it's like all the conspiracy stuff also, you know, so all those things before they become reality when they're still being titled conspiracy shows up there. But it's a great news feed for general information. Like everything, you know, look at each article because there are a lot of different reference sources there because it's an aggregator. They're grabbing stuff from all over the world and shoving it into one place. So people can get it in one place, like what Zero Hedge does with their news feeds and what Drudge does and what InfoWars does. We gather data and make it available. So Nexus News Feed, I encourage people to take a look at that. So I'm plugging them instead of me this week. So I really appreciate what they've done for me and publicizing my work, like what InfoWars does for all of us. And, you know, InfoWarsStore.com is the source that keeps us going. You know, and I do this voluntarily as a volunteer effort. This is what I consider my public service work, this work, because this is really fundamental to who we are, to informing the public. So I do this, and I make my living elsewhere, which is great. It allows me to do this. But what it also is a big responsibility. And the responsibility I don't take with a heavy heart. I take it very deeply, but not in that sense of stress, but in a sense of gratitude and joy, because I know that an informed public is a powerful public. It's not one being herded by emotion. It's being directed by intellect, tied with the emotion. The thing that makes us so unique as human beings, that we can put those two aspects of the mind, of the brain together, literally the left and right hemisphere, these two sides, we bring them together into a unit. And we don't let one dominate and the other be silent. This is not how we were created. And this is one of the secrets, ladies and gentlemen, of how New World Order structures use fear. Because when you engage fear, what happens is the right side of the brain is engaged, and it shuts down a bit of the function of the logical, reasoning, rational side. What you need is these two in harmony. So the emotional drives the intellect rather than the other way around. And this is important because we're meant to be whole human beings, not fragmented by one side of the brain or the other. So much of our education system, so much of what comes at us is designed to trigger one side or the other and to really separate us in internally, okay? Because when we're born, we have a very balanced system, more balanced than as we age.
And as the layering of experience, or what we call education, or programming, or whatever words you want to use, again, for those words that are important, they're structuring what happens then. And so as you layer it up, the brain separates in terms of where your focus is. And what that does is fragment you as a human being and begin to break down what you are as a human being. So part of the mission is, and you can read it, right? Be as little children. What does that really mean? You know, so you need to contemplate these words on the framework of what we now know. And what we know is those word symbols from way in the past are valid. They operate under rules and laws that we just didn't understand then, that we have a greater understanding now, but that does not make us all wise. In fact, that's where we've got to really scrutinize. You know, and really smart people sometimes get lost on the intellectual side and they lose their connection. And that emotional side also connects the heart. What we call the heart, whatever that really means. And it's the way we express ourselves in the world, how we create. Why is creation so valued? Because this is the essence of what we are as both created human beings and co-creators, as created human beings. And what the physics shows us, if you look back on last week's segment, I'm going to reiterate all that. And so this is all important structurally to be a prepared human being. And right now, while we're all sitting at home with our wives, with our children, with the people that we care about, that we have a relationship with, our deepest relationships, we can reform those. And at the same time, we can look within ourselves and sort of reset the clock, breaking sort of the veil of the propaganda that surrounds us in our daily life. Because our routines are broken, it provides also this opportunity for self-reflection, change, recognitions, that we can then talk to our family, engage those that are important to us, so that we can then, coming out of this, we are the warrior, but we are coming out of our training opportunities because now we can focus a little bit. If we can just let go of the fear long enough to cultivate who we individually are, to begin to recognize and go back to our root of who we are, so we can reclaim that root and express ourselves as created living beings in what we do each day individually, and recognizing a couple of things. Faith is a simple thing. It's acting on what you know to be right and true, what you absolutely can believe in. It's as simple as that. And here's where people get confused. You know, they go, oh, I can't have faith to do this or that because it's too big. Well, don't do that. That's not faith. That's hope. You can have hope, but then you do what you can do, which is faith. You know, teaching is part of what happens on InfoWars, not just information, but we're trying to provide a context for what do we do with it, you know, in a sensible way. So we just don't get more jacked up like everybody else. No, we got to jack into ourselves a little bit and disconnect a little bit from the electronic gulag that we're all in, whether we recognize it or not. You're in it. You're in that gulag already because of the way the system has imprisoned us, not just in our homes, which metaphorically you can have the walls broken down, but as long as every move you make, every step you take, every breath you take and everything you do and every movement and everyone you're close to and every time you cross paths with another electronic device, it's recorded and tracked. Everything. Everything. This is the false reality. This is the Antichrist. We're in the 21st century. Time to wake up, America. This is the InfoWars. We'll be right back.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told
told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I think about all this, you know, is it matters, you know, it matters what we do. It matters every day, and every one of us is significant whether we know it or not. Let me tell you something about that, because everyone thinks, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's a great artist. He's a really well-known artist. I'm talking to him on the phone, and he goes, "Wow, Nick," I can't believe I can just talk to you on the phone. And I said, you know, I'm just a human being like you. And people forget this, you know, they hold some of us, because we're out in front a little bit, in this weird kind of place that makes me at least really uncomfortable, you know, and because here's what I know. I get to do this. I'm so thankful for that. But what I know is it's not what I'm doing that matters. It's what you're doing that matters, what Alex was saying before. And this is the fundamental thing that unites the entire team at InfoWars, because at the end of the day, it's about empowering you, you see? Because if you're not empowered, then none of this matters. If you guys don't act on what you know to be right and true, and I'm not saying, please, please, no violent acts, because that isn't going to get us there. It's just going to perpetuate the same problems and give people an excuse to lock it down tighter. So we have to do it a different way, and that's the challenge of the 21st century. That's our challenge. And people ask me in terms of the spiritual side of my life. You know, everyone's waiting for me to declare who I am in terms of my religious background. And you know what? I'm not going to do it for you. If you can't tell by the fruits of who I am and what I'm doing, you never will. And I'm not going to do that any more than Thomas Jefferson did. You know, you ever read the Jefferson Bible? I recommend it. What he did is just take all the highlighted portions of what Christ said, and that was his sort of condensed version of what was important to remember. And I like that approach, quite frankly. And this was a man who declared religious freedom as fundamental to who we are. And why did he do that? Because people evolve, learn. And I'm not talking about evolving like from an ape. I'm talking about individually. When we're born, we begin to learn and we have to discern. And sometime in our life, we have to come to a decision point about what we believe, what's real. And I came to mind a long time ago, and those that know me know. And here's what I know about that, is it's tough if you got to really work an overdrive brain to get there. But when you do, it's a powerful thing. And I believe in the inspired word. And if you were listening the last couple sections, I came into this show with an idea of what I was going to do and didn't go that way. It happens a lot because I know what that is, to express yourself through that way when the Holy Spirit descends on you and gives you those words in that moment. You just got to do it. And it happens a lot with the other hosts as well. We think we got to plan for the day, and it just kind of gets sidelined. And so, you know, that's part of it. But why I bring all this up is because I want to emphasize something. And I've used this example often, where you could be walking down the street, maybe not so much anymore, maybe walking on the other side of the street from someone, and you know, you acknowledge. And you know what? That's happening a lot more as I walk around my neighborhood here in Alaska. People are acknowledging each other. Boy, isn't that a change? Wouldn't that be nice to keep that change where we can look into each other's eyes and see who's in there? You know, see beyond the shell and see a little bit of perhaps ourselves and the creation that we are in that other human being, and maybe change the way that we run our game plan in terms of our lives in the future. I think that's perhaps the greatest thing that may come out of this shared trauma of having our economy crunch and the New World Order jerking us around. And so I want to shift a bit as I get into the rest of this segment and into the next one and talk about some of the things on a material, physical plane that we're dealing with right now, because that's hurting a lot of people right now. And unemployment is projected to go to as high as 32%. This is 7% more than the Great Depression of the 1930s. We have no comprehension of this because there aren't very many people alive who remember the 1930s and what led up to it. And what led up to it is the Roaring 20s, or you could call it what we've been doing for the last 10 years in terms of the economy. But it's a false economy. It's based on the fire hose approach of everybody's retirement monies, 401ks, everything raw, traditionals, shoved into this fire hose pointed at the stock market because there's no place else to point it for the average person. So what happens? It's going to overheat every 10 to 12 years and be overfueled because it'll be overpriced because too much money's going in there. And so then the globalists have a plan. And anytime the opportunity presents itself, they've already put all their chips in place. And so they just rake off all that productive wealth that everybody has created and steal it from you.
in these crashes of markets that are based on false money, false companies, false values, false fake everything, fake politics, fake news, fake world around us, being engineered to push us around and move us around. And this is what this pause in all of our lives might give us an opportunity to reflect on a little bit in terms of how we reengage the world coming out of this with a little more vigor, a little more attention, and perhaps a little more focus, and maybe a little more depth of humanity in all of this. Because here's what also happens to politicians coming from three generations of politicians and statesmen, and there's a difference. I can tell you, looking at the landscape, they'll listen when the pitchforks are out. And I'm not talking the violence of that. Metaphorically, when the public pays attention and start to pull levers differently, things change. And one of the things that every one of us can do, talking about pulling levers, because I know the next thing comes up is, oh, they're rigged the elections. Paper ballots. We use paper ballots. I'm not talking punch holes. Paper ink and paper ink, not pencils. Ink and paper so you can recount. Some things should never, ever, ever be automated, and the voting booth is one of them. And the tabulation of votes is one of them. This is the only way you're going to have free and fair elections ever. Sorry, I don't have a cough button. But it is. It's the only way. And when you look at it across the platforms of what's going on right now, fear is being injected. Now, what is the big sideline agendas? One that's been talked about on the broadcast by others, and I want to mention it again, digital currency. And the whole thought of it was tried to slip it in, you know, under this last bill. But the other place where it shows up is the Bank of International Settlements. Now, this is a consortium of 60 countries, 600 top banks in the world that sort of push policy. And what they're pushing right now is this electronic currency for our own safety, of course. And if you believe that, I've got a few bridges for sale in San Francisco. But the point of the matter is, it's BS, and we all know it's BS. It's about control and manipulation. Now, they're not the only group. Now you got the UN calling for a global digital currency, and everyone can join up and buy into this currency. No way, ladies and gentlemen. This is dangerous territory for the world, and they're using this. This will track everything you do. This will create a false economy that's based on you signing up and being chipped and being controlled and being manipulated, because you'll be talking about identification being bad and they can't prove it's you. And you'll hear every manner of excuse for your own safety to strip away the last remnant of your humanity in the gulag, the electronic concentration camp that we're sitting in. And we've been boiled slowly like a frog in a pot. The world is changing, ladies and gentlemen. Be part of the change. Be the tip of the spear. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back, and I appreciate everyone on this Friday afternoon in most of the world, and approaching the high noon hour here in Anchorage, Alaska, where I'm broadcasting today. I want to thank everyone, too, out there in Austin on the team that keeps all this going and makes us look good no matter where we are in the world. I appreciate those guys, and you can help them, too, by stepping up and looking at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at that. And support this network. You know, you can look at my website, earthpulse.com, but there's nothing for sale there. I shut all that down. My books and videos are only available in hard copy through the InfoWars store. So go there, check it out. But if you want information, go to my website. There's a lot of free stuff there. Earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. A lot of information. If there's stuff that I'm talking about that you want me to talk more about, send me an email at info@earthpulse.com, and I'll give it good consideration. I want to switch up a little bit and try to get to what I was going to talk about today a little bit. I was going to talk about oil because it's a big thing in our state and our region, and it affects a lot of aspects of our economy. And we're hearing a lot about the Russians and Saudis coming to some agreement to reduce
along with OPEC, OPEC Plus, which includes those that aren't members but participate in their meetings, reducing oil production by 10 million barrels a day, which has excited the market, except for one thing. It's only a glass half full because the actual surplus on the world market is 20 million barrels a day, not 10. So whatever the mainstream is feeding you, again, it's fertilizer. Oil should tick down additionally as the weeks go on. The other part of that is that's just dealing with the supply side. The demand side is trickling down even further as more and more segments of global industry shuts down. So you have a supply side oversupply. You have a on the production side, even with a 10 million barrel a day cut, it's not enough. It's not going to make the difference except in a very short perceptual time. And what I mean by that is, again, talking about emotion and how people react, markets will react, and then the brain will kick back in and they will analyze the data and they will go, oh, bad idea. But the globalists already analyzed the data. If you're watching CNN, Bloomberg, Fox News, you're too late. You're about a month too late or a year too late or 10 years too late in some cases, as those of us who look at the alternative news feeds know. So when you get the benefit of the Alex Jones and the all of the guys that work here in terms of production, you get the benefit of hundreds and hundreds of hours of condensation to get information out. And then we challenge everyone, of course, to go look it up, go verify the sources, go look it up. And if you've got a contrarian view, we want to hear it. If it's backed up by real information, not just some emotional litter thrown around like garbage on the side of your house. You know, this is junk. You know, stick to what you know. You know, during the break, I was talking to one of the guys in the control room. We were talking about, you know, how does all this go, you know? And the effort is what's important. I talk about intention and effort. And, you know, as human beings, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to screw it up. But if your intentions are good, even in the screw-ups, if you learn from them and you change your choices, the universe, God uses that anyway, makes it all work. If your intention is to do the right thing and you do the wrong thing, fix it. Take responsibility, fix it, and move on. You know, God doesn't burn you any more than you would for your two-year-old making a mistake and fix it and move on. That's how God sees us. At least that's what I believe. Like, we're the two-year-old, and we are. I don't care how smart we are. We're the two-year-old. But our intention matters, our heart matters, and what we do matters. And every single step each of us take matters. You may be the one waving at the person across the street, as I started to say in the last segment, and that person maybe was on their way to blow their brains out because they were so depressed. But you expressed some human emotion their way, connected to your intellect with an intention to say and mean it. Hey, hello, I know you, you're a person. You know, that little thing that maybe diverted that person from killing themselves, and maybe that's the person that cures cancer or does something really remarkable in life. And then who's more responsible? The guy who waved hello that diverted him from his path, or the one who made the cure? I say they were equal. In the Creator's universe of God, they were equal. They acted on what they knew to be right and true within their capacity, within their faith of knowing. And they did something. We all get to do that. And what ripple in the pond we create, we do not know. And we will not know until we make the leap to the other side. And then we'll get the picture, maybe, you know, and you'll find out what you did that you didn't even know you did because you held that intention. You held your heart clean. You tried. You made effort. You corrected. You self-corrected. You self-navigated. Your traumas you converted into the gold, into the scar tissue, the things that armored you for the next steps in life. This is what it all boils down to, is it's the armoring of who we are. And I was talking to the guys in the control room helping us today. You know, and I was talking about this in the context of, you know, it all looks so chaotic, right? I mean, we look at it all and we see chaos. This is just craziness. But if you can step back far enough, in science, they'll teach you about fractals, these things that actually show pattern. That out of chaos, you know, if you get far enough back, you can see the whole pattern. I believe God sees the whole pattern.
Think about that. So we see a bit, or we're lost in the fractal, or what we think is a hurricane, and we get lost in it. Center of the storm. You know, this is where the creation intends us to be, is in the center of the storm, as part of the creation process. All of us, not some of us shoved off to be drones being replaced by robots. No, every single living soul has equal potential. Potential. This is a big thing we talk a lot about in InfoWars. All the hosts talk about potential. What can we do? You can do that which you believe you can do and step into it and know that's faith. And then you can hope for a bigger thing down the road. That's hope. Start to think about the word symbols. Start to think about what you're hearing. And then start to think about how does that resonate, connect with you on the intention level. Do you feel it? Do you know it? That's called discernment. Start to use it. Use your discernment in analyzing the words. Are they moving you emotionally, hurting you along? Are they challenging your intellect? Are they bringing the intellect and the emotion together into one form that changes you and then changes those around you and then changes the world? Because that's the answer. It's not the herd mentality. It's individual sovereignty. This is the opposite, you see, ladies and gentlemen, of what globalists are trying to drive us into this sense of squishy collectivism. You know, where groupthink dominates everything. Nobody will make a decision without a committee action. This is not what we are. We act on what we believe to be right and true. We act in the spirit of creation of God, of what we understand God to be. Accept people where they are. Think of what Christ did in his life. Met people where they were. Didn't judge them at that moment at all. That was for another day. Meet people where they are. Recognize that people don't come to their realities randomly. They do it by combining either their intellect or their emotion. And talk, communicate, reach into each other and listen carefully to what constructs someone else's thought. And then that will help you understand them as a human being and perhaps change the way you think. Or perhaps you'll discover the missing links in the conversation where you can then inform and educate each other. This is the change that I'm hoping for that comes out of this trauma that we're experiencing together in this day, in this age, in this century. What I hope reshifts us, sets a new foundation in order as we battle what I call clearly that consciousness of the Antichrist, of that that destroys, that takes, that sucks the humanity out of each of us. It's time to recognize that we are not that. It is time to recognize that these things, these tools that are being misused against us, need to be reclaimed in this century. They need to be reoriented and the cameras turned in a different direction. They need to be turned into the banks, into the governments, into the think tanks that would like to direct and tell us how to live, that take away our individuality, that take away the essence of what we are as created souls. It's time to reclaim our birthright as living, created beings. Express our intention in the world and change the world. Change ourselves, change those around us by informing, not dominating, not controlling, not manipulating. This is the InfoWar, and you are the tip of the spear.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.